Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the White Way radio broadcast. I'd like to express my appreciation to the sponsors, temple staff, and volunteers for their contribution in making this broadcast possible. I'd like to share the teaching of Onenbutsu with you this morning. Pearls are precious dewdrops from the ocean that continue to fascinate people. They shine so beautifully. Have you ever wondered how these pearls are made? There are natural pearls that can be found in the wild ocean and cultured pearls grown by farmers. Either way, it takes some time for seashells to produce beautiful pearls. Pearls are formed when a microscopic irritant, such as a particle of food, a piece of shell, bacteria, or even a sand granule, makes its way into seashells, such as mussels or oysters, and settles itself inside the shells. Then, a seashell begins to secrete a smooth crystalline substance known as nacre. Nacre is a composite material known as the mother of pearl. With this nacre, a seashell covers its irritant. The nacre is continuously produced, which keeps forming layers over the irritant. These layers of nacre build up and create a smooth gem. I thought that this process of an irritant becoming a pearl is similar to us who encountered and are nurtured by the teaching of the Nenbutsu. An irritant is us human beings, and the seashell is Amida Buddha. A microscopic irritant that flows in the ocean accidentally enters inside a seashell. In the same way, we encountered the teaching of Jodo Shinshu through countless causes and conditions. Some of us encountered it through our parents or grandparents. Some of you may become interested in Jodo Shinshu by reading a book, meeting with a minister, or being influenced by your friends. Regardless, those wonderful and unique causes and conditions led us to encounter the teaching. And when a seashell detects an irritant inside, it does not spit out or reject an irritant, but covers it, embraces it. In the same way, Shinran Shonin taught us that Amida Buddha makes no distinction, but gently embraces us all. He taught us that Amida's boundless wisdom and compassion never discriminate against anyone. Just as the great sky encompasses all things, large or small, the great earth carries all things, heavy, light, clean and dirty, indiscriminately. The great compassion of Amida Buddha embraces all beings. It means that Amida Buddha recognizes each life as precious and indispensable as all others. Once a seashell embraces irritants inside, they start producing nacre, and it begins to transform the irritant into a beautiful pearl. The irritant changes its form into a shining pearl through the power of the nacre. Covered by layers of nacre, an irritant is transformed into a beautiful pearl. It is not an irritant's effort that turned itself into a pearl, but the power of a seashell turned it into a beautiful pearl. In the same way, what nurtures our hearts and minds is not our self-power or effort, but the power of Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Buddhism is the path of becoming. An ancient Buddhist master once expressed that Buddhism turns bits of rubble into gold. Bits of rubble are compared to human existence filled with blind passions. Shinran Shenhua said that our blind passions never cease until the very moment of our death. Our blind passions of greed, anger, and ignorance are not only the causes of our sufferings, but also bring unhappiness, conflicts, and sorrow to the people around us. If our minds are consumed with thoughts and feelings of anger, rejection, and hatred, it could lead us to take actions that will criticize, hurt, or injure others. These blind passions, like irritants, always float in our hearts and minds. Yes, we are all limited and imperfect human beings. And our senses of greed, anger, and ignorance could have the potential to hurt others. That is why we need a teaching that guides us in the right direction. A direction in which we can affect causes and conditions in ways that will provide not fear and violence, but peace and comfort. More than ever, we need to cultivate wisdom and compassion to transform our self-centeredness into empathy, greed into compassion, anger into love, and ignorance into gentle-heartedness. Buddha's teaching provides comfort and guides us to the right thoughts, words, and actions. Shinran Shonin taught us that these blind passions or karmic evils are, just as they are, embraced by the Buddha's compassion. Just like a layer of nacre covers an irritant. Seeing the sad human nature, Amida Buddha established the vow to embrace us all. The name Namo Amida Butsu contains Amida Buddha's boundless wisdom and compassion that is always working for all of us, committing his existence for our true happiness, and trying to bring us into the full awakening. Embraced by the compassion of Amida Buddha, our minds of greed, anger, and ignorance will be gradually nurtured and transformed into minds of generosity, love, and wisdom. Shinran Shonin taught us that we could all become shining pearls amid our greed, anger, and ignorance. Gomonshu Kojun Otani said, and I quote, "The sense of security of being embraced in the Buddha's compassion becomes the support in our daily life and empowers us to become actively engaged in society." End of quote. As Gomonshu mentioned, let us continue listening to the voice of the Nembutsu. Let us transform our blind passions into a shining pearl and actively engage in society that can provide peace, comfort, and well-being to the people we care for. Thank you for your attention. Please place your hands together in Gassho. ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ダマンダブツ。Thank you. Have a good day.